with two club football finals.
Kim, two top club football trophies will be lifted this weekend in Egypt and here in the United States. Let's kick off on the USA's West Coast in Southern California, where the Los Angeles Galaxy will host the New England Revolution Sunday in the Major League Soccer Cup final. The Galaxy is tied with DC United, the team based here in Washington, as the most successful MLS clubs. They've each won four MLS Cup trophies. In fact, Los Angeles is bidding for its third championship in 4 years after winning back-to-back titles in 2011 and 2012. New England, meanwhile, is in the MLS Cup final for a fifth time, but is still looking for its first trophy. And speaking of trophies, ahead of the final, the league's most valuable player trophy was presented to the captain of the Los Angeles Galaxy, Irish striker Robbie Keane.
When you go to a new club, or for me, obviously, a completely different country, and you're here. I come over here to, I think my first press conference, I mentioned that I'm not here for a holiday. And for me, it's about winning and about enjoying myself, enjoying my football, and still having that hunger and desire. But it's about winning championships. I've won two so far in the 3 years that I'm here. This is my fourth year. I'm in another final, so hasn't gone too bad.
It hasn't gone too bad at all, Robbie. MLS League Most Valuable Player Robbie Keane had a sensational 2014 season for the Galaxy. Robbie had 19 goals and 14 assists for Los Angeles. Now, to put that in perspective, the 34-year-old Irish international directly accounted for nearly half of the Galaxy's league-leading 69 goals. We heard Robbie say how it's about winning championships. His Galaxy teammate Landon Donovan would also love to win another MLS championship on Sunday. Donovan will be retiring after Sunday's match, ending a prolific career that saw him become Major League Soccer's all-time leading scorer, as well as the all-time leading scorer for the USA's national team. Now let's go to Cairo, where Al Ahly of Egypt will host Seaway Sport of Ivory Coast Saturday in the decisive second leg of the CAF Confederation Cup football final. Seaway holds a 2-1 advantage from the first leg. Our African football guru David Legg has this preview for us.
If you look at it from the cold light of day, it looks like a mismatch. Here, on the one hand, you've got Al Ahly of Egypt. They have won 18 CAF titles. On the other hand, Seaway, they're appearing in their first final. Yet, in Abidjan, in the first leg of the final, Sonny, Seaway were deserved of a bigger lead than 2-1. And their star striker, Roger Asale, who scored a winning goal after 82 minutes, he could have ended up with a hat-trick. A really impressive player, and he's off to TP Mazembe of the DRC after the final. Another blow for the Al Ahly side, apart from that 2-1 deficit, is the fact that their first-leg scorer, Mahmoud Hassan, he was cautioned for time-wasting at a throw-in, and he has now got two yellow cards and will miss the second leg of the final. An intriguing contest for another reason, Sonny, and that is that the athlete coach, a Spaniard, Jean Carlos Garrido, he's hoping to become the first coach from Spain to win a CAF title. All the other major football nations in Europe, including England, Germany, Italy, and France, they've all supplied coaches who have won CAF titles, but never Spain. And now Garrido's got this great opportunity, although he's got a long way to go to match his Iberian neighbor, Manuel Jose from Portugal. He won no less than 8 titles with Al Ahly in the past. In the group stage, Sonny, back in July when the sides met in Cairo, Ahly won by 1-0. And interestingly, if they can win by that same scoreline this weekend, they would take the title on the away goals rule. I think that may well be the key. Can Ahly keep those dangerous Seaway strikers at bay? I think Ahly are pretty goal-shy, but they're surely capable in Cairo of scoring at least 1 goal. But intriguing, Sonny. It's fascinating. It looks to me very tight indeed. And if the Ivorians can score in Cairo, they could have a real chance of a fairy tale success really not a side that one thought of as potential Confederation Cup winners when the competition began. Whereas Al Ahly, on the other hand, they're synonymous with success. In mentioning that they've won 18 CAF titles, they've appeared in 20 finals and they've lost just two of them. So their pedigree suggests that they are slight favourites. And what's at stake here? Well, first of all, there's a lot of money, $660,000 for the winners of the title. And they also get a shot at the Champions League winners, Anton Fatif of Algeria, in the CAF Super Cup that will be played soon after the Nations Cup finishes in Equatorial Guinea. And there's another $75,000 at stake for the winner. So an awful lot to play for, Sonny. I'm giving a very slight tilt towards Al Ahly, but it's open, it's fascinating, it's close.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg.
Sonny, Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sport.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, of course, with partner, the VOA.
VOA!
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. And it was certainly a sporting thrill for me in October when I had a chance to meet Dr. Larry Zamuje and his sporty Brilla FM staffs in Lagos and Abuja. And I'd be remiss if I didn't also say that Dr. Larry has 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. Just ahead, the Voice of America's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown, and I'm back again with English Premier question of the week. The question was, who do you think is the most underrated player in the Barclays Premier League? A lot of people who answered the question put down players from Arsenal and Chelsea, like Maxwell from Nigeria, who put down Danny Welbeck, who is an Arsenal striker, Proposa from Nigeria, who put down Joel Campbell, Mabuvuto from Malawi, who said Thomas Roziski, Aka Twijuka from Uganda said German World Cup striker Lucas Podolski, and Abago from Nigeria, who said Nacho Monreal. And we also had a couple people who picked out players from Chelsea, like Orina and Leaky, who picked Azipakuleta, and Kingsley from Nigeria, who picked Nemanja Matic. Chukwudi from Nigeria picked a Nigerian, John Obi Mikel. And I'd like to thank everyone for answering the question of the week. Soccer facts: Arsenal has beaten Southampton 10 times in a row. The Tottenham Spurs have yet to win a match against Chelsea. Sunderland at home have not lost to Man City in four matches they played against each other. And I guess that streak is over now. And those were the soccer facts. Send me your soccer facts on twitter.com/VOA Sunny Sports and use the hashtag soccer fact. Soccer injuries for Manchester United: Angel Di Maria with a hamstring injury and should be back December 14th. Wayne Rooney with a knee injury and there is no return date so far. From Arsenal: Mikel Arteta with a calf muscle strain and should be back December 21st. And from Stoke City: Victor Moses with a thigh muscle strain. For Man City: Vincent Kompany with a hamstring injury and no return date so far. And check us out on facebook.com/VOA Sunny to stay up to date with recent soccer stories and soccer injuries. Matches over the weekend: Southampton versus Manchester United, Stoke City versus Arsenal, and Newcastle versus Chelsea. And check your local listings for the time. In the studio, we have Tef Tef to give us some of his insight on these weekend matches. So, Tef, tell me what you think about Southampton versus Manchester United. Do you think Manchester United has a possible chance?
I think they need to finish. They got pretty lucky on Tuesday
to walk away with 3 points. It took a goal clearance by Ashley Young at the final minute and a lot of saves from De Gea eventually. I think they need to close the game early if they want to win. Southampton, again, they've lost two in a row now for the first time this season. So Manchester United need to take their chances early on and score as many as possible in the first half.
So Stoke City against Arsenal. What does Arsenal need to do to make it a two-game win streak?
Well, again, Arsenal, I also think, got lucky against Southampton yesterday. Southampton should have at least gotten 1 point. But, you know, Sanchez is in form, and he's been the best signing of the season so far, along with Costa. So, again, Arsenal need to start relying less on Sanchez because an injury and their season is gone, and because he's proven so crucial. So need to start sharing the responsibilities if they want to come on top.
Thanks, Steph.
I'll see you next week.
All right, man.
I'm VOA's Downtown Brown, and that's the sunny side of sports.
Thank you, Downtown Brown. And thanks also to EPL guest analyst Tef Tef, taking a quick look at the EPL standings. The first place Blues of Chelsea go into Saturday's road match against the Magpies of Newcastle with a 6-point lead over Manchester City and a 10-point lead over third-place Southampton. Manchester United, the club David Legg loves to hate, is in fourth place, 11 points behind front-running Chelsea. And David has said that Chelsea looks like the clear favorite this season in the English Premier League. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments at my Facebook page. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Once again, @VOASunnySports. I'm VOA Sunny Young.